Good afternoon. It is Friday, February 6th, 2026, and we're convening at 3:03. We have members of the Sheriff's Department here. Welcome. I am Commissioner Office. I'm Commissioner Van Beek, and joined by Commissioner Brooks. Commissioner Holton is not present today. And we have an opportunity to discuss the acquisition of Connex, and I'm going to let our Chief Operating Officer, in lieu of our Facilities Director, who's off-site conducting business in Boise, talk about this opportunity.
So, Madam Chair, Commissioner Brooks, Director Britton was working with Captain Patchett and found an opportunity to get an office container for the Sheriff's Training Site at the Public George Nurse Range. And we're looking for something like this to go out there. There's a quote that Director Britton got for $39,794.96. And these new are about $52,000. So there's a good advantage of getting this now. It was brought before me. I figured it'd be a good opportunity to bring it before the board to see if we can use reserve funds, because we did not budget for this. And that's what the reserve is for, is unforeseen things. That was the recommendation, but I'd like to turn this over to Captain Patchett or Chief Hart to determine the benefit of this.
What do you want me to do?
Why don't you go and I'll follow up.
Okay. I really got to commend Rick Britton on finding this. We've been looking for some time, and all the local vendors that I've called in the area, they don't sell them. They rent them. And so it's very difficult to find anything like this. What I envisioned with this Connex, it would not only act as an office for people that are out, instructors using the range, but also a substation for patrol. So if they are south of the county, they have a place that they can go and safely write reports. Working a little bit with the chief, we looked at internet service, getting network out there so that way they could go into this space and it's heated, cooled, but have that ability to get out of the weather and not have to drive all the way back into the county to write a report. So that's one advantage. The second advantage is while our instructors are out on the range, they have a place to go when it is hot or really cold and get out of that weather for a little bit of time. I like the Connex idea of it because it's a little bit more bullet resistant just in case something from the private range comes over that direction. Adds a little bit extra security for us.
Thank you for that.
I guess I would take just a little bit of a step back in terms of looking globally at what's happening out at that site. I think the improvements to the public side are just, I've seen some photographs. They're doing a remarkable job, I think, of making substantial improvements. And as we look at being much more active on the sheriff's side, I think there's the potential to really improve behavior and to have an impact on some of the problems that have traditionally taken place out there. This office Connex box would also hold the network equipment to facilitate live feed cameras and some other things that I think are important if we want to address behavior and hold people accountable for behavior out there. But more globally, we're talking about having some staff out there, part-time to be a presence out there. And I think that can also have an impact. But if we put some people out there in a part-time capacity, we need space for them to have. So I'm in favor of it as part of the overall development plan. I'm very pleased with the work that's been done up to this point and the cooperation we've had with the landfill and with parks. I think it's an amazing partnership and we're getting things done. The other thing I'll throw out there within the current, as we're narrowing down our furniture purchases for the new building, we have the capacity to absorb that in our budget. So I don't know how we would have to move things around, but from a dollar figure, we're okay. We could do that. And so I just put that out to see if that's a better option. Either way, that amount would, if we don't do it out of our budget, then that could come back. But I have the capacity within the amount that's been budgeted for our furnishings based on the other decisions that have been made.
Nice.
With contingency funds that we could absorb that.
Yeah, and Chief?
Madam Chair, the only thing I've got to say with that is the reserve fund was put out there for really unforeseen expenses, and this wasn't a budgeted item. So it would be nice to have this out of the reserve side of things so we can track what we spent that's unbudgeted. I mean, but it's up to the board and how you want to pull these funds out, and I appreciate that saving perspective to use. So however you want to do this, but I wanted to add on to that is I was working with Director Britton, and we were going to put a shed out there with the network equipment, potentially Starlink for internet, the cameras on top of the shed. That's just not a secure place and a good place to put network equipment in the blazing heat out there. So this, as Captain Patchett's saying, it'd be a wonderful place to secure that network equipment and then build out both sides of the public and the sheriff's side.
Right. Yeah. And
I'd like to just add a little bit to what the chief was saying. I've been using that range since we built it. It's well over 20 years now, and I've noticed a drastic difference, just the atmosphere since we have been out there. It seems like people are being a little bit better behaved. Anytime we do a training out at that location, our patrol guys are purposely driving the park side, just showing that police presence. I was out there this morning, and I was actually a little surprised on how little garbage there was. So I think it's really made a drastic difference just with the presence.
Yeah, I would agree. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity to have a place, as you've indicated, for our law enforcement to do all the things that you've put out on the record. I would submit that we need to continue to look for a second Connex box to be located at the lake. We've tried to find a place and a space to make that another location. And as we grow and as the population increases, 30,000 people on a weekend out there at Lake Lowell, the need is there to have law enforcement presence, and you're already giving feedback that it's making a difference in our community and what happens out there. So I am very in favor of what it is that we're doing. I appreciate that you came prepared with information about our ability to put cameras and connectivity back to the county. We do have our clerk, Jess Silvestri. I don't know that I'm in a position today. I would want to get the chairman's position also, but Jess, do you have anything to add on that?
Thanks, Madam Chair. I would agree with COO Rest. I think that because it wasn't in a previously budgeted item, that it makes the most sense to go out of the reserve fund.
Yeah, and when we overspend lines, it does give us an indicator for budgeting for the following. They're under or over on how we're getting more dialed in to what we need to request from taxpayers. So, Commissioner Brooks, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I agree. Budgetarily, I think it's more transparent if it comes out of the reserve fund.
Okay, that's perfect. And thank you for the cost savings. I can put on the record that because of the partnership and the increased due diligence from the clerk and auditor's office and the working partnerships with the sheriff's office, the auditing board, that we've been able to do things like the cost savings that you're talking about. So I'm very thankful for that kind of collaboration that moves business forward and works in the best interest for citizens. So,
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
And I don't know who, maybe Chief Rass can answer this, but our resolution states that we have $330,000 in the reserve, and I thought it was $300,000.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Brooks, I looked, and it shows
$330,000. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
The 30,000 removed from the quiet zone.
Gotcha. That's why. Okay. Thank you.
So with that, I think we're ready for a motion.
Okay.
Unless I need to pause. We have Aaron Bazzoli, chief under the prosecuting attorney. Do you have any comments?
No, we received this from COO Rast, and we've reviewed the resolution, made some minor tweaks, so it's made it through legal.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I move that we sign the resolution and authorize to expend fiscal year 2026 budget reserve funds for the office container for the sheriff's training site in George North gun range in the amount not to exceed $39,795.
I second the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Madam Chair, with that, I did talk to Commissioner Holden, and he is in favor because when you're pulling out of reserves, it requires a 3-0 vote.
Okay.
So I did show him everything independently. He said, please use his stamp. He's in favor of this, and so he approves.
I appreciate that. Thank you for putting that on the record. Okay. So that's a unanimous decision for contingency. And with that, thank you for being here. This meeting stands adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.